Hey, Pants people. Thank you for tuning into another episode. We would really appreciate it if you took a little time to leave us a review wherever you listen. It helps a bunch. Enjoy.
Stands as a celebration not of destruction, but of beauty. It is an altar to the great turtle sage, a powerful being in the history of Omizu that protected the island nation and facilitated the prosperity and growth of its people. As such, it is a deeply sacred place, and very few are allowed to tread within its walls. One can understand how dark rumors could be spread, though, when few know what really lies beyond the shrine's main gates. I wouldn't suggest trying to take a peek, though. The shrine's defenses are said to be nigh impregnable. And its guardians are fierce. Especially one, particular guard who is known to be quite diligent and very ferocious. You know what I'm talking about.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah, who are you talking about, David?
You don't know. You don't watch TV. You'll find out. These characters, Crispin, doesn't watch TV? Nah, they're too busy. Too busy being fucking action heroes.
How do you think they unwind at night when they're done adventuring around?
Cocaine.
Wow.
You're not wrong.
These are action heroes. We're in the action genre arc now, all right? Because I got bored of the other stuff. So we're doing something new. We're doing crazy shit.
Everybody put on your sunglasses.
Put on your sunglasses. Get ready. I know you're probably thinking, wait, didn't we leave off with some pretty dark things moving in? We did. We'll get to that. Later. Soon. Let me recontextualize what did happen real fast, because I think where we left off could be a little confusing. We left off, basically we saw ahead in time, just a touch, because I wanted to give you guys a premonition of what's to come. We saw from the Jules and Blanche perspective that very soon a crisis will strike the Concord Worlds. The diamond will shine red, Orin will go out on the network, speaking to all worlds, and all worlds will enter this red alert, this crisis mode, as perhaps Omizu is about to fall. We cut from there a little back in the past, before all that happens, to the Shrine of Storms just before it, where we see, perhaps unrelated to all of this, Crispin and Dresden are about to engage in a wild mission. The Shrine of Storms overtaken by pirates? And you had intel this is going to happen. And we're going to touch on that. But you're about to engage in this. And as we see them about to engage, we peel back and back and back. And we see, far behind them, soon approaching, Ozen Yoshikatsu, the Storm Eye. Our characters know nothing of this. But our players, and I love this, our players understand that very soon, they'll be in a dire situation. But they must proceed as if they do not know.
So we're fighting pirates and Ozen.
Oh, and so much more, gentlemen. And so much more.
Thanks, David.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. Before we get to all that, though, get a little banter topic.
Oh.
Now, it's a question that I know the answer to Steven, and we'll get to Steven. So I want to ask you first, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Have you ever played paintball?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, you play? Okay, yeah. All right. Give me a little, what's your past with paintball?
Wait, what?
What's your history? How long you play it for?
Like one game.
You made it sound like you were a pro.
It hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I've played paintball.
Okay, all right.
But you were asking me, was I a pro paintball player?
You made it sound like you were. You sound so cool.
No, I just thought it was something that everybody's played at least once in their lives.
You know, I have an answer to that. That might be weird and sad. Yeah. Now, I know Steven here. You played some paintball.
Yeah, there was like 2 or 3 years where I would go maybe a couple times a summer with family. The first time we ever played, you know, it's like me and my uncles and my cousins who are, you know, not like super athletes, you know what I mean? We were out there to have fun, and we're at this, you know, like paintball arena. So it's very organized and there's refs and stuff like that. And our very first match is against a group of guys who just got back from like Marine boot camp. And we got, I mean, obviously completely annihilated. We were in the woods. And I remember at one point I finally saw this guy, but I only saw him because he like popped up, did some hand signals and then popped down. And then like off to his side, another guy popped up, did some hand signals, pointed to me and popped it. Like we didn't make eye contact or anything, but he knew exactly what pointed to me and then popped down. And then like 5 seconds later, I got shot a bunch. They're just like,
you're surrounded.
They try to like, you know, pair teams up by like skill level. And there just weren't a lot of teams there that day. So we got shot a lot. Yeah.
I remember we played paintball once. You tried to get me into it, and I was like so hype, all about it. Worked all summer, bought myself a paintball gun, got a helmet, got all the armor. I was ready to go. We had names. We had names for ourselves. We were going to call ourselves when we became paintball legends. You were going to be the sniper.
I don't remember this.
What was your, do you remember your sniper name?
No, I don't even remember us having names.
I had a name. I had a nickname I really wanted to play up for paintball.
What's the nickname?
I want to be the crazy bastard, assault rifle, getting up in the business. I wanted to be that guy. And I had a name. I don't know why. I was so fixated on the name. Can you guess it? Can anyone guess this name?
No.
No.
You can't. No. I wanted to be called David Monroe, a.k.a. Sweetheart.
Oh, my. No, I don't remember that. How old were we?
Too old. Far too old. So I was all geared up. Sweetheart was fucking ready to pounce. We went out in the backfield behind my house, and we had one brief paintball match. We're just shooting. You hit me in the leg, I think, once to end it off. And I was like, I'm never playing paintball again. Sweetheart is out. Big old bruise. It hurts so bad.
Yeah, it hurts.
I was done.
Oh my God.
The gun went to storage. Helmet just sat on my shelf for the next 5 years. I don't know.
So it's there.
I was hoping one of you would have an embarrassing story.
I mean, I think mine was pretty embarrassing. I got trounced.
Yeah, by fucking Marines.
All right, sure.
Damn, I don't want to be around you right now. I don't even know you. Well. That was humiliating for me alone.
Good. Good.
I remember shooting you in your backyard.
You son of a bitch.
I feel like, no, hold on. I feel like it got to the point where you were like, okay, I want to see what it feels like. Shoot me. And I feel like you just stood there, didn't you?
That did it. Yes.
Like,
no,
I
shot me in the
foot.
Asking
you.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I don't think we should do this. And you were like, no. I just want to see what it feels like.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have shot me. And tonight... This night
is when you finally get your revenge.
I will have my revenge, yes. Because we're going to the Shrine of Storms, and things are about to get crazy.
We have one matter to attend to before, though.
I know. Let me get the music going.
Yeah.
It's not going.
Yeah.
There it is.
Well, I have the fader down right now.
That explains it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I should really do a hand signal.
You didn't give me your little signal to go up.
Oh, baby. Because before we actually get into the shrine, because I love all this time finagly, let's cut back in time one more time. Because we gotta catch up on Crispin and Dresden. What have these guys been up to? We haven't seen them since San Sebastian. That's a whole arc and a half ago. So I'll put this here right now. Dresden and Crispin know everything that was just revealed to Jules and Blanche. Following your conversation with Sholay, where she told you she wanted you to go speak to the Incarnates with her blessing to learn the truth of these worlds, and they could deepen your understanding of your own abilities. They could make you a better Mazir Drakan and a better whatever the hell you are, Dresden. You learn more about yourself. You learn that the latent sort of fossils of these creatures carry an enormous amount of magic within them. Their souls, again, are like sort of imbued within their bodies. In some cases, like perhaps here at the Shrine of Storms, and certainly below the Citadel, the soul can sort of be pushed almost like stoking a flame to burn hotter and brighter. The soul can sort of be pushed out of the fossil, creating this grand storm. There is a lot of magic innate to these things. Like, divine, powerful magic. And Zavar must have been doing something to awaken the magic just in that one fragment he had, something to really just like bring it to life, create some kind of dangerous weapon. When that fragment embedded itself in Dresden in that flashback, it responded to your wish and it gave you this power, a power purely fueled by the fossil, by the magic inside of it. Your echo grows stronger with you because that magic, the magic of these serpents, a tiny fraction of it, exists within Dresden. Crispin, you're a very different matter. You have no innate magic to you, but you have some ability, one that was carried by many long ago, but very, very few still retain it, to converse with the serpents, with the dead of the serpents. You have this innate connection to the world and to the beings that once controlled it. And so that time on God's Breath, you realize you were speaking to one of the covenant gods. It must have been buried in the swamp just beneath your feet, deep within the murk and mire.
So cool.
That day when it helped you tear apart those undead, monstrous crocodiles, the day that it spoke to you, those words, "We will be Shadrachan again." It gave you a mission. Unite the pieces. It wanted to come back together. It wanted the world to come back together. Some dying and lingering last wish and will that it begged you to see through. So you've met with the incarnates, you've learned their story, you've learned more about yourselves and your roles, and you've gotten stronger in the meantime. So let's start with level ups, shall we? Crispin and Dresden are both level 6 as well now.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
So I want to hear about your level ups, and I'm going to roll some HP, huh?
Let's roll.
Who wants to start? Ooh, yeah. Who wants to be our first level guy?
I don't think that a whole lot happened for Crispin at this level up. I got another spell, but so we're level 6, but I'm, you know, one level barbarian and level 5 druid. So while it was a good level up for me, it wasn't anything insane.
Okay.
That's it? HP.
That's all you got? Okay, yeah. I thought you might have something more. That's
no,
fine.
No, I really, I got another level 3 spell slot, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. But yes, let's do HP. You let's are a D8 HP. At this point, correct?
D8, yes.
Okay.
Let me pull up my...
I don't even know why I'm giving you guys the double roll with Crispin. Crispin Tuffy Dubois over there.
Yeah, but no, we've looked at the potential values, and I'm lower
good
than the total average. You son of
ready for this? Ready for this?
I am ready.
First time rolling HP in the new dice, right?
In the new, yeah, the well, yeah, the new tower, and yeah. For Crispin, at least for right now, I'm bringing back my Labradorite die, my Zebulon die.
Ooh.
I just feel like it's time to use them again a little bit. So
okay.
I don't know if they're just going to be Crispin's die or what exactly I'm going to do. I guess we'll see how they roll.
It's
roll
so
with
funny
your heart,
when Crispin
Steven
dies and the curse continues. That is cracked.
3. 5. Okay, I'll take 5.
Not bad at all. Okay, that's Crispin out of the way.
Brings me to 64.
64?
Nice.
Damn. Yeah, you don't need.
Nice.
Need my 5.
Hey, man.
I'll take care of that. Dresden Kelleg, my friend.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Dresden didn't get a whole shit ton, but he did get another feat.
That's a shit ton.
Yeah,
that
is a shit
I guess,
ton.
Okay, that is a shit ton. And I chose Sentinel.
That's pretty cool.
So I get, you know, standard ability score increase, but then I also get Guardian, which is immediately after a creature within 5 feet of you takes the disengage action or hits a target other than you with an attack. I get an AOO.
I believe that will not proc with your echo, but I believe the
sure
other part of the feat
other part,
will,
which is halt.
Yes.
When you hit a creature with an AOO, the creature's speed becomes 0 for the rest of the current turn.
That's amazing. So if the echo takes an AOO on a fleeing creature, it's no longer fleeing.
Yep.
Mean. Very
yep
mean. Okay.
HP. What, you say 1d10?
You are a d10, sir.
Please tell me you rolled higher than a fucking 2. You rolled a 10.
I rolled an 8.
8.
Nice.
All right.
It's not bad.
Nice.
Still good. Still
pretty
good.
That's
good.
Great. Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
I'll take that over a fucking 2.
These two have powered up. We actually did some payout in some some prep for these characters kind of off screen here. Bartering here. I think you guys got some pretty cool stuff. You want to talk about what you got with your payout from both arcs? Because you got some payout during the meanwhile, right? Mm-hmm. I think it gave you 500 gold on top of what you made after Saint-Étienne. It's kind of like a Cholet bonus. You're working for her now. You've done stuff for her, and you're about to go on a mission for her. So in order to suit up, she gave you a little gold to cover some expenses, get you some new gear. What are you sporting now, Dresden?
Dresden is now sporting plate armor. Oh, yeah, which brings my AC up to 20.
20 AC.
20 AC.
Yeah, that is
It's wild.
Nuts.
It is wild.
So we did some... plate armor is not cheap. I actually forgot. It's 1,500.
No, it's 1,500,
but we had some bartering, and I was like, you know what? I'll bring it down because you're working for Cholet. I think that we can make things happen.
She found you a deal.
So now,
found you a deal.
Well, now Dresden's broke as fuck.
Yeah, that's it. You have no money.
Zero. No money. He's got to call Jules.
Yeah.
Get his allowance.
Yeah.
Crispin, you want to talk what you got?
Yeah, Crispin is also broke. So.
You want to keep it vague and mysterious?
Kind of, sort of, but I want to keep it vague and mysterious and fun too.
I like
so
that.
So imagine this.
Whoa.
In our travels.
You can't do that. That's my thing.
In our travels, I imagine, you know, a conversation between Crispin and Cholet, where he's asking her where he can find something rare, something coveted, and she gives him a location in the Radiant Citadel. Maybe it's down a deep and dark alley, down some stairs and through a door, and Crispin gets there and he's speaking to the man over the counter who reaches down, he pulls out a small a vial with some flower in it, and it's, you know, dried and it looks all gnarled and it looks poisonous, you know what I mean? Like it's just a scary looking thing. So he pulls it out and puts it in a little bag for Crispin. Crispin hands him a small fortune, and you see later that night, Crispin begins to use it and attune to it. What he does is he prepares this flower into a tincture sort of thing and dips a needle into it. He pulls his bandana down and his ears flop. And you see late into the night, he's meticulously dipping the needle into this flower and tattooing the inside of his ear.
It's so cool.
Damn.
It's so cool.
So now when he puts his bandana back on, you can see his big ears flopping down his back. And depending on how he moves, you just might catch the glimpse of a tattoo.
I imagine the two. Because I never thought about this. It does barely matter at all, but... you guys must be staying somewhere in the meantime. I imagine Shelly's got you set up at the Crystallion.
I forgot about the Crystallion.
So you got this beautiful hotel in Auroral Town, and probably like right there in the mirror of like the crystal mirror.
Nah, but
bathroom.
He was doing it somewhere dark and cool.
The lights are all off.
Yeah, the lights.
For some reason, it's like, you know, you don't want to see what you're doing.
He's in the boiler room. Yeah, in the boiler.
Go to the boiler room, or on
the back balcony in like the moonlight or something moody.
Wind blowing his fur everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks so off from what you want. Wanted it to be like.
And this music is playing in the background. Ooh.
And only because you brought it up earlier, but did Crispin snort the rest of that?
It's so funny because I was over there and like I just came from work at a restaurant and you said flour and all I could think was like baking flour. I was like,
oh my
where
God,
the hell?
No.
Like, poisonous flour? Where are you going
not,
with it?
Oh, you're not. I thought that.
What are you talking about, really?
Baking bread.
I thought the same thing too.
Nah, man. Crispin's a forager. He's always out looking for plants and. Herbs.
Hey, you said flour. I thought white powder.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
God damn. He's got a full bread ear.
Nah, I imagine like this crumpled, gnarled, big black flour.
Sorry, two out of three of us thought something else. So.
All right, well.
Yeah, it's
overruled.
Fuck me, I guess.
Yeah. It's almost a cool scene.
I thought it was cool.
Hell yeah. Okay, so you guys powered up. And then from there, we'll cut to a scene inside the sort of cavernous horde of Cholet. A horde of, again, it's information, files and cabinets and recording diamonds all around. It's pretty neatly stacked in some ways, kind of off to the sides of those sort of pathways moving through this room. Cholet does not deal in wealth. She deals in knowledge. And there is knowledge everywhere around you. You can't touch any of it. Not allowed. Perhaps in the middle of her room, she has like a desk she sets up, and you guys are kind of sitting on one side of it as she's telling you, giving you a quick rundown of what's going to happen.
I have work for you to test your new abilities, if you're willing.
Where do we go now?
Umizu, the Shrine of Storms. I've received intel that...
kind of almost like winces, she says the next word.
The Gluminaries. Stupid. Pirate captains Crimson and Azure are going to make a move upon the Shrine of Storms. From what I understand, they have a surefire way to get in. I don't know how it's possible. The shrine is nigh impregnable. Very dangerous. What?
I'm sorry, it's just the second time
you
said nigh impregnable.
Yeah, you wanted to use that twice.
It's cool to say.
It's just a very specific.
I've heard that. The shrine is nigh impregnable.
I was watching Orin earlier.
Oh, wait, we got an episode title now.
That's actually pretty good.
Not impregnable.
Hell yeah.
We cannot warn the shrine. Crimson and Azure have been extremely difficult to get hold of, and they have caused an immense amount of damage. Stolen many goods amongst the ports of Umizu. We must catch them in the act when they are trapped within. Apart from that, my sources cannot be found out. It must happen after the fact. You must seem like you were wandering nearby. Perhaps you were visiting Umizu on some pilgrimage. You happened to hear a commotion in the shrine, and so you, being luminaries of the Citadel, felt legally obligated to step inside the sacred grounds. And I do not believe anyone would have a problem with that.
I have been meaning to ask to take some PTO.
Wonderful. While you are inside, perhaps in trade for your services in ridding the shrine of criminals, you might take a look around. Perhaps peek into the innermost sanctum, learn anything you can about Ozen, who he's been meeting with, any strange behaviors he may have had, if you can speak to anyone there. It is very hard to learn anything about the inner workings of the shrine, but could further our objectives to know more while you're there.
Should we bring a recording diamond?
I dare say you should. She slides one across the table for you.
Here,
do
Justin.
Not be seen using it.
Why don't you hold on to this? I feel like it'd be safe in your hands. Also, my stealth is only a +2. So,
oh, I thought I had negative, but I got +3.
Is that Dex, baby?
Yeah, so Dresden takes the diamond.
With plate, though, do you have disadvantage on stealth?
I do.
Yeah. But sleight of hand won't be affected, right?
Nope.
There you go.
It's just stealth.
One more thing. These gluminaries. I mentioned catching them in a trap when they can't escape. You will do no catching. You will kill them. They need to die.
Why is that?
You don't need to question this order, truly, do you? They are dangerous criminals. See them dead.
I'm trying to think of...
God damn it, David.
Well, on such a mission as deadly and dangerous as this one, perhaps we could equip ourselves with a little more than an extra 500 gold pieces, don't you think?
Oh.
I made you deals in your payouts. Oh. What do you want? What do you want?
I don't know. A potion or something? She just asks us to kill people.
Okay.
Kill men. I mean, come on. You can't ask somebody to draw, like, to take life and not be like, oh, and you get a bonus.
You got a real catch-22 here, right? Because it's like, it's bullshit if it's like, roll persuasion to have your patron give you a potion who's rich. But like, I can't give you all the things.
All right. Then she says no then.
No. You know what? I'll give you each a potion of greater healing.
Hey, look at that.
Oh, hey.
A little something extra.
In all honesty and fairness, I do have one.
You can have another one.
Okay, cool.
I'm not worried about it.
Well, now I feel like I bullied you out of it.
No, I'm not worried about it.
Oh, jeez. Why did I even try?
I also had potions of great healing I was going to give you later on. I'm just going to not give you those now. Just give her a different source.
As we get those potions,
yeah.
Dresden will look over to Sholay. It's just self-defense.
Very good. I knew I could trust your discretion. Now then.
Sorry, I didn't mean to, what's it called? Blackmail you.
Strong-arm, yeah.
I appreciate your tenacity. Very few will ask for more from me. Now.
Maybe she slides like a document across.
This will give you the time estimate and what knowledge I have of the adversary and the shrine. It's not much. Both the shrine and the gluminaries are extremely secretive. Information on them is very elusive, which is why I'm eager to see what you can bring me upon your return. This could be very dangerous.
You should probably send us with some +2 weapons, Dan.
Out! Out! Just eyebrow raise, and we cut the scene. We cut the scene. Before we get back to where we are now, I will say two more things. One, I am now once again initiating flashbacks. You had time to prepare for this? Is there anything else you might have done beforehand, going to the shrine? Any information we might have gotten beforehand? We can flashback forward with a button. One more thing, too. As you're about to enter this dangerous mission, Crispin, do you think you'd use augury?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe like a ways down the gray, the dark gray sands of this beach, dropping the tea leaves near the water. How do you do this?
No, this time he's gonna collect a couple small things from the edge of the water, and in his hands he's gonna shake and roll some periwinkles onto the sand and read those.
It's like you roll them. Wheel and woe. The woe is larger than the wheel. The wheel? Right? Wheel and woe?
I'll tell you.
Saying wheel alone sounds weird.
Yeah, it's wheel and woe. Wheel for good results, woe for bad results.
The woe sign is much larger than the wheel sign, as if, like, there is much hardship ahead, but a spark of something fortunate at the end of it. And as you look down on this, I think a rogue wave kind of almost, like, supernaturally far, reaching its hands, fingers up the coast, splashing into it, and the image sort of shifts.
So cool.
Before it washes away, you see a symbol that simply means death.
Ah, shit.
You almost don't know if you saw it. It like was this flash of an instant of like maybe like a skull-like symbol. And maybe, just maybe, behind it, a jagged streak like a lightning bolt. It washes away.
Dresden, say your prayers tonight. I don't know if we're coming back from this one.
Getting better at that. Damn.
Damn it. I had something I was going to say, but then I forgot it when you said that. Fuck.
Come on, say something cool on the spot.
Now all I can think of is Justin turns over and says, ride or die.
Fuck, that's cool.
No. Here's a good one. I don't pray.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Come on, David, you got one?
We should get those potions back.
I feel kind of bad about it.
I feel like that was a little dishonest.
Guys, give me my voice back. Sorry. Prayers have no place here.
Sure, yeah. And we see them moving up. The document tells you right around the time this is supposedly going to happen. It's weird. This intel is so good. Whoever Sholay has is like an actual like contact here must be very proficient. You stand upon the beach, perhaps like you're a little ways away and you think you hear something. You know, you're kind of watching the ocean. You never see something approach the gate of the shrine or the side. There's a sea gate come on the side. You can see the shrine from a distance. It's basically just these huge, like sleek black walls, maybe 40 feet high, that kind of crest out into a sort of sloping roof that surrounds the entire thing. Roof of like pure metal. Looks like some kind of copper.
The whole shrine is roofed in?
No, just the wall that surrounds it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's an open-up shrine. There's a wall. There's two main
for
gates,
no
each with two... for no reason. There's two main gates, each with two, sort of doors into the shrine itself. Both sort of gleaming, sort of red doors that push through into this grand sort of open courtyard.
Courtyard, yeah.
The second one.
You know, like a shrine.
Like a shrine would have. One edge of the shrine, the eastern edge, just rests on the side of the ocean, the waves splashing against it. There's like a seawall that kind of surrounds a large amount of the shrine, so it's got its own kind of inner sort of tidal pool. And you can actually see like around the shrine, around this tidal pool, the water is choppy. Like it looks like waves are pushing away very fiercely, like a sort of constantly moving wave pool you'd see at any water park. Like ships could not get near this thing. The waves are trying to splashing out. The seawall itself leads to it looks like some steps that lead into the shrine, but again, there's no place to dock, and it doesn't seem like this is really meant to be an entrance at all, but there is an opening there at the back of the shrine where it basically touches into this grand sort of cliff that juts up from the beach. You see the shrine, like the wall just reaches there and kind of ends, but it looks like perhaps beyond what you can see it pushes into a small cavern. It looks like it pushes into the mountainside.
Okay.
That, you would guess, is the innermost sanctum. You can make it out from where you stand. It's just like you can just see like the shape of it as it touches. Maybe you scouted the exterior, saw that, and that's what you know. But you are, maybe after scouting this place, you're sitting out, waiting. You never see anyone approach, never see anything happen, but you begin to hear strange sounds. Maybe like a few screams, maybe like a weird sound, like a release of breath or like wind. Something very magical. And you begin to approach. And just as you're getting up close to the shrine, we hear, "Papyrus!" You stand before the gates and you bump fists.
Hell yeah.
And as you bump fist, as you prepare to step within, a voice rings out from behind you.
"So, Ruff, you would dare to frivolously touch paws in celebration of your crimes?"
You spin around to see this big, beautiful, badass, floofy dog. You see this
what?
Dog looks like an Akita. I don't know if you know that. If you've been your turn.
Yeah, but, big fluffy dog.
Yeah, fluffy kid. It's got this, it's snoot and eyes and face are all kind of black, or its fur kind of takes on that mottled sort of gray, fading to a lighter white. It's cute little butts, and it's just pure white fur, tail flipping around. It's wearing actually half plate armor. Looks like samurai plate.
Oh,
this
shit.
Dark blue armor, like tinted armor. And you see, like, there are, like, straps going across with a few like weird objects that are strapped to the dog, and a full within reach of its mouth, kind of hanging off of its arm, there's a full katana sheath.
What?
Oh yeah.
Dog, what you gonna do with a katana?
What the fuck?
You see this. You just turn around and see this dog and just kind of like its hackles are raised. It's sort of snarling, growling a little bit, but this voice, it's speaking to you. It's talking as it's sort of, and you hear,
"I fear you have little to celebrate. For you have been discovered by Akio, the Akita, guardian dog of the Shrine of Storm, and final pupil of the Storm Eye. Prepare yourselves, intruders."
Mouth bites down on the katana and shing,
holy
slides
shit.
It out very, very fast, like this blur of movement in this katana. As a fighter, Dresden especially, you recognize, like, there's a stance. This is a actual combat stance. There's power behind this thing. It is trained. It is deadly.
Akio, perhaps you may have been mistaken. You see, we are... Well, I am a luminary of the Citadel. Here to rid the shrine of these pirates.
And you happen to appear just as the attack commences. The chimes are ringing. You appeared even before I who is scouting the outside looking for intruders, interlopers like you.
We can either help or not.
How do I know that you're not?
Kind of pause, his eyes sort of glow, really, he gets like low to the ground, his growl gets really deep. He spits out a word, two words that you could tell there's so much venom behind them.
Bad dogs. You don't. We're all here.
Crispin wants to cast Druidcraft, and knowing how sensitive dogs' sense of smell is, he just wants to create like the smell of like fresh cut flowers. And, you know, as he does this, he says something like, while nature is my true love, I must admit that as a druid, I would hate to see any harm come to such a sacred place as this.
The smell of flowers strikes it, and it kind of knows. I think it shakes its head a little bit and...
What is this? What are you doing? You are one of those infernal creatures, always lingering at the edge, wanting to stomp on my shrine. You.
He's looking at you, Crispin.
Creatures to stomp on his shrine? You see, Akio, my feet are too little to do much stomping. I prefer to tread lightly.
I have chased your type for years now.
Oh.
I know of your ill will. Are you here for vengeance? I'll have at you!
I do not come for your garden, friend. In fact, maybe on the way out I can give you some tips.
But the sword very quickly slides back into the sheath. There's just a blur of movement. Eyes flicker between you.
No, I do not trust you. I don't know that you are not bad dogs, but there are certainly bad dogs inside. I will watch you. If you mean to enter the shrine to turn away these intruders, I will join you and guide you. But I will also keep an eye on you. And should you decide to turn your coats or tails, I will strike you down.
Sword again.
Are you done yapping? Because we got shit to do.
Very well. Let us go together.
Who wants the sidekick sheet for Akio the Akita?
Can Crispin ride Akito the Akita?
Oh.
Probably not medium creature, not large. And already kind of Crispin wearing
armor. Crispin is
size
small.
Can small ride a medium creature?
Can't it?
That might be allowed. What's Crispin's... What's your gear? Are you lightweight? Because I'm already wearing armor. It's very possible you could.
Yeah, I mean, Crispin's unarmored because he's a barbarian.
You know, we're an action movie now. Yeah, you can ride this thing.
Excellent. Well, I mean, I should probably ask permission.
You gonna do that?
Yeah. Akio, you are...
Rough.
You appear to be a very strong boy.
I am the strongest boy.
And you do know
the way... I have trained for my entire life, all 9 years. I have trained.
These small feet that I mentioned before, they carry me rather slowly.
I can see that.
Do you perhaps have an idea of a quicker way we could travel together?
I love that you're making David suggest this.
No, then you just cut to them walking towards the shrine with Crispin sitting on his back. And Akio's just like looking a little dejected.
I can't believe I allowed this. Oh, my pride is a dog. Oh.
You're just sitting on this thing. As you're sitting, I think he allows it. You sit on his back, atop this armor. Maybe there's a cloth, almost like cape hanging over it, as you're kind of nestled into. You do notice those, like, there is that sort of almost bandolier belt kind of running around him with these couple, like, orbs, kind of satchels holding these, like, little orbs on them. Maybe your feet bumps against them or something. I don't know if you're interested in those.
Yeah, are they, like, bottles or...
They look almost like stones.
Okay.
Round, like water, smooth stones.
What it is you carry here on your bandolier?
I carry the arsenal of the shrine. I only have a few at the moment, but these are thunderballs.
That sounds quite dangerous. Should I be worried about bumping into them?
If danger approaches, throw and see.
I'm going to give you... hang on. Let me...
You wrote... Let me cut Accio's.
Out... I wrote his... I have his inventory. Let me let me scribble out the two potions of greater healing. Doesn't have those anymore. That's weird. He drank them earlier. He dropped them.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
Yeah, I gave you nothing. Take
yeah,
that.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Way to play.
That you could play me. It's my game.
Oh, man.
Can't play the player.
What am I looking at? Oh, on impact.
Thunderballs. On impact, they're grenades. They cast Thunderwave at second level around themselves on impact. So it's 15 feet square. So basically the 5-foot area around them, I believe. Is it radius or?
Spoiler, I probably didn't need to prep that then. No, mine is a 15-foot square. 15-foot cube, excuse me.
So the 5 feet or area around these things when you throw them will cast Thunderwave at second level. Basically, they're thunder grenades. We're in the action movie now. he can use these.
All right.
He's trained to be able to reach and throw them, so that's also part of the stat block. You're riding, Accio. Do you want Accio's stat block?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let me add it to your sheet. Is that cool with you, Resin?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm just really concerned now what we're up against if you're giving us this character.
I was thinking, we talked a little bit about like wanting a having a sidekick. I think me and Steve were on a walk, and he mentioned like you know, because I told you, you were doing the shrine, and I was like, yeah, I gotta give you a sidekick, but I don't know who, and you mentioned a shrine guard, and I was like, that's so boring, I don't know if some shrine guard, and then I was thinking about it, and I was like, what if it was Nikita, though? And then it all came together.
Instantly cooler.
Good read through. What, any strikeout? It's a new sidekick.
So Accio's got 17 AC because of his half plate, 42 hit points. He's got a little bit of strength here, 14 strength, 16 dex. Boofing blade. Accio can cast the cantrip Booming Blade at will.
I was proud of that one.
Adjusted for a fifth level caster. Quick sheath. Accio can draw and sheath his katana as a free action.
Doesn't cost. You can move between your various things very quickly.
Ooh, improved critical. Nice. What? Crits on a 19 and 20.
Ooh.
That's awesome. Ooh. Two attacks. Very cool.
He can only hold one item at a time. His mouth is his only way of sort of grabbing things. That's why he has the quick sheath, kind of offsetting that weakness.
Yeah. Defender reaction. Sidekick can use its reaction to impose disadvantage on the attack roll of a creature within 5 feet of it whose target is not the sidekick, provided the sidekick can see the attacker. Okay, cool. This is good stuff here.
Okay, hell yeah. And you have, for this mission, a new ally. How would you like to proceed? The sea is beside you. There's that one sea gate as a potential option, but there's the main gate also just ahead of you. The red door shut before you. Actually, let me open up a little bit the map so you can see the doors here. Those are kind of hidden away.
Well, Accio, do you know a secret way in that perhaps the pirates won't know to expect us from?
I fear I do not. Most ways are sealed, but the chimes of warning have begun. That means all defenses have been activated. We have a battle ahead of us. Quite fierce. I wish I knew more of the shrine's defenses myself, but I missed that meeting.
Well, I feel like we could spend a bunch of time trying to figure out how to get through the seawall.
I know of only one thing, though. The last words I heard as I moved upon the meeting myself. The word Swordnado.
Swordnado. That sounds like an action movie to me.
Yes.
And you know what they always do in the action movies? They kick down the front door.
You kick down the front door?
I mean, it's like it's either that or we spend a bunch of time trying to figure out how to get through this this water gate, and we're going to end up in the same place anyways.
And you don't know, if there's other defenses there, you can swim, but who knows what could be waiting for you. Once now things are activated, it could be very dangerous going anyway.
Right. And, I could... burn some resources. I could, you know, wild shape or something like that. But I just don't know if whatever resources we use to get in there. And I don't have a lot of gold to do any flashbacks with anyways.
Sure.
So...
wait, it's buttons.
Oh, well, I mean, you still have to buy the item if you know what I mean? Like if I wanted to buy like a potion of water breathing or something or a ring of water walking.
Right, right.
I wish that I had prepped the spell for water walking. But even then, that would only be one of the three of us, so...
yeah. All right, so with that, Dresden will turn over to Crispin.
If you've got any more of those prayers, say them now.
And he's going to start moving forward.
As you're approaching, you're kind of moving, like there's a slight kind of walkway where, you know, this thing kind of juts out into the beach from the gates, and you're kind of stepping now, ting onto the tile, leading towards the shrine itself, leading towards the grand sloping, elegant archway, the doors beneath it. Crispin, what is your passive perception? And I need you to add 5 to that because of the Leoprine senses. You have advantage on hearing, I believe.
Yeah, so passive is 18, so...
holy shit!
Jesus Christ!
So 24 for hearing.
That's more... that's actually going to be 2 things. As you're approaching, you kind of look up that, the sleek walls, you look up to that, like, sort of branching out, kind of almost that little, you know...
parapet?
Roof that seems to... parapet, yeah, maybe that. That seems to slide around. I don't know terms.
I don't... I'm just guessing.
Your ears twitch towards it, and you do hear... something, a very kind of dangerous sounding hum, as if perhaps the top of this wall has is like a conduit for like some serious electricity going through it.
Oh geez.
Top of the wall.
So climbing the wall could be deadly.
Oh, so don't climb the wall.
Your senses pick that up and you're like, okay, that's, you know, how they can defend an open roof place unless you're flying.
Gotcha.
If you're climbing that thing, it can be very dangerous. Because you have such a high passive, though, you do hear something ahead of you, like a slight, very slight rattling sound.
Like through the door?
Yeah. Through the door, or just near the door, somewhere around the door. Like, something rattling.
Can Crispin, like, look around the edge of the door?
Give me an investigation.
Gladly.
You know, can Dresden get in on this, too?
Yeah. Yeah, you see Crispin kind of looking out.
15. There's... something rattling around his door.
19.
With the 15, it's hard to make it out. It's like you hear it, but you can't quite catch anything. With a 19, you also kind of hone in on this. You hear him say something rattling this door. Maybe you look towards like one of the hinges and you see like the door moves the tiniest bit, kind of rattling against the wall, rattling against its hinges.
Oh, the... doors to the shrine are animated. They open upon command. It's very convenient for those without hands. Like me.
After you.
Okay.
That's Crispin is also going closer. We go into the door?
Kick
down that door?
If Akia knows how to open it, if Dresden's not saying anything about the hinge...
we simply...
well, that's what I was assuming that he was referencing when he just brought that up.
So he moves forward, like he's gonna activate it, kind of pause, stepping forward. He perhaps doesn't notice anything quite wrong as he moves forward to, like, you know, verbally, I'd say, kick down the door, you know, shout the command, have his presence sort of open it. Too late. He steps close.
No, wait.
And you watch these doors. You told him to move forward. He's already moving forward. He can't stop. This train's going. Fall off the track. You see these doors as you go to kick them down. Decide they're gonna kick you down because you watch the hinges ping, all ping fly off and 4 doors come launching towards you. Roll for initiative.
Oh,
gentlemen.
Door battle.
It's gonna have an asterisk on this, David.
I don't see what the problem is.
Because I would if I didn't think that his continuation of saying, oh yeah, the door is open on command, and what I thought in my head was that they're just waiting to be opened by command. In my head, I was like, these are going to attack, and I was going to stop all of us from going to the fucking doors.
But the glory of this is...
what I'm saying.
Because it's my sidekick, I can walk towards the doors anyway.
Fuck
I was
off.
Already walking over there. I can't tell you walk towards the doors, but I can sure as hell say I walk towards the doors.
Jesus Christ,
yeah.
Natural 1.
I'm
plus 3
oh my
is
God.
4. Four, Chris, what you got?
5 plus 5 for a 10. And let me get Accio's here. Ooh, it was a 9. A lot of really lousy initiative.
I think everyone's really surprised, especially Dresden, who's the last to go. He had no idea this was coming.
Shut up.
He had no idea this was happening. He was stunned.
Asterisk.
You just like, Dresden, I think you're like last issue because you're just kind of sitting there like shaking your head like, no, I just said, as Akio just dives forward, he opens up to say the word, and as the doors fly, he goes, oh! Like, he didn't know this was going to happen. He, like, they are supposed to be animated, but perhaps because the defenses are activated, they have a secondary feature, which is they fly off the hinges and kick the shit out of anyone who tries to approach when the chimes of warning are active. So these things fly out. Let me roll for my doors.
Fuck your doors, David.
Yeah, you better. Somehow with a 12, the doors go first.
Oh, God.
God damn it.
You were all so surprised.
Oh, God, what is Crispin going to do?
Fight like hell.
I guess so. I just, like, don't want to use up a bunch of stuff to get through these doors, like...
I forgot to get the token for... Look at this beautiful guy. Look at this beautiful boy.
I'm too busy looking at what I'm going to do.
Yeah, David, you can't kill him.
He's so beautiful. I'm going to put him a little bit ahead. Let me put him in the back layer so we can see he's beneath. Da-da-da-da to back. Crispin's currently riding on top of our favorite little boy here. I'm going to put him 5 feet ahead of Dresden, where he just basically stepped forward 5 feet. Dresden, you're just like 5 feet behind. You are standing on the walkway. The doors are about 10 feet ahead of you, and the doors come flying out. Let's see here.
Four doors. Four. 7 years ago.
Four. Oh, come on now. Okay. I'm going to do the first door flies out. It's going to strike right at old Keo here. That's going to be a miss.
13.
I'm going to attack Crispin now. I'm going to attack twice. I have two doors flying at you. They're going to get flanking bonus because they're surrounding you. So two of them, one flies and tries to whap him. Keo kind of slides to the side. But as he does, two more red squares on either side of you lining up. They go to slam down both at the same time. This sort of crushing maneuver right at you, Crispin.
Hold on. I think Akio can give one of them disadvantage.
Oh, shit. That's true.
Yeah, with his reaction, the defender.
I have to ask you now, right or left? Is that how that works? Or?
No, it has to be a creature within 5 feet of Akio.
Yeah, they are.
You said Crispin. I'm sorry. I thought you said they were attacking Dresden.
Oh, sorry. Right, they're attacking Crispin. Okay. Might have said that.
I will give disadvantage to... let the dice decide. Odds is left, evens is right. Odds it is, left.
Left, okay. 15 on the left one.
No, that misses.
I think when he ducks it down, he like bumps his butt up and you kind of fly upwards and the door clears me, grazing so cool. Your ears. You can fly up.
Awesome.
But as you're on the air, you turn over to the other door is moving just up. Will a 20 hit Crispin?
Yep.
This door's striking true. And that's going to be, close the window. Ah, here we go. Only 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Pretty full. Whew, slap on the rabbit cheek. Not the face one. You kind of slide back down to Akio. Doors are still hanging tight. One more door coming for you now, Dresden. He looks mad. 15.
Yeah, no.
Not at all. Okay.
Nope.
You have a shield, right?
No. Oh, no, I do. We decided to keep it.
The door hits you, hits shield. You bam, knock it back, kind of flutters in the air a little bit, kind of off control. And we cut to Crispin.
Okay. Sorry, give me 2 seconds to just make sure I want to do what I'm going to do here.
We're skipping Crispin. Back to the doors.
Okay, Crispin's going to keep it pretty basic for now. Bonus action, he's going to cast Shillelagh. So his... club now becomes a +1 club. So he's going to take a swing at, let's see. Crispin can't move. Well, he can move. Do I want to risk the AOO though? Yes, I do. Crispin's going to jump down off Akio to the space adjacent here. So he'll be going out of one door's space.
Okay. You slide. That's the one that just like hits you a little bit as you slide out. It goes in front of their spin, arcs around, it hits you again. It's another 20.
Oof. Yep. Okay.
That's going to be only 5 points this time. Oh, well, but the other cheek.
I hope the flanking is worth it. So now Crispin's going to attack this door here in between himself and Dresden.
Okay. The left one that you just barely dodge. You flip over it, land on the side of it, spin around. What are you doing to this thing?
Just going in for a great club smash. It's a 19.
19 will hit.
Okay.
It's a wooden door. You crack in, wood meets wood with your great club, hits it, and your great club, you hear just hear a crack as it snaps a bunch of wood off.
11 points of damage.
11 points of damage, okay. Now it looks pretty bad. You hit this thing, a bunch of red charges spray all around you. It's still kind of up, but like halfway. It's almost like hanging. Part of it's like broken off. But it's still ready to go.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's it for Crispin.
That's Akio.
So he gets two attacks. So he's going to do two katana strikes. The first will be on the door to his right.
Foul doors. I've always wanted to do this. Sword slides out. He's a plus one katana, by the way. He's a magic sword.
Yeah. So that is 11.
Just above him as he comes to slices out. He gets another attack, though. So yep, his head arcs down one way. He pushes up, tries to strike out again.
10.
And the door just flips away again. Oh, kind of lightly poops him on the nose. His snoot gets booted. Foul doors, woof. And that's
bad.
He's not having a good strong showing. Oh, dude, this is not going great. Dresden.
He is going to go after the door that just hit him.
Okay.
But he's going to manifest his echo behind the door.
Hell yeah. It's like standing upon the railing kind of this like, or you know, of this walkway, kind of crouching low behind the door, almost shudders, like, what? Spins around.
Yep. I get flanking, right?
You do get flanking with your echo, yeah. I believe, because it's targetable.
And I get two attacks. So, first attack is going to come from the echo.
Okay.
Turn around, you stupid door.
It's flipping around. It doesn't know which way.
Fuck, 14.
14 will actually hit.
It hits? Okay.
Yes.
And attack number two. Oof. Woof. Natural one.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's only... Yeah, it's a natural one.
Hang on. I can do this.
Do it.
Hang on.
It's been a while.
I can do this.
Oh, I got one.
What?
You know how some people hang a horseshoe on a door?
Yeah.
It falls off. There's one on this door.
It just falls off. Okay.
No, it hits him on the head or something. I
hit my toe.
Yeah.
Ow.
Wait, this is important. Does that actually hit the echo? Because the echo would disappear. It hits Dresden.
No, he said the second attack was from Dresden.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, second attack was from Dresden.
So, yeah. Nat one.
My fucking toe.
Nat one Dorses.
No. That was you ruined
that
it.
Was
you
a stretch.
It.
Damn it.
That was a little too much. A little too much, David.
You miss. I won't punish
you. Yeah.
Kidding, if I'm for that. I won't punish you now. I'll save my punishment for the next match.
All right, so damage for the one hit. Shit. 9.
9 damage, okay. Okay. With that, top of the round, the doors go, taking some glancing blows. When you hit, you strike true, pick drives into the wood, right through it. Another spray of red wood. Pick comes out. The doors begin to fly around. I'm going to have one door sort of move around the back of you. Dresden, one more door moves around you. Crispin, we have this shot, like the open gates into the Shrine of Storm stand before you. You can see this grand sort of plaza just inside.
So Dresden gets his AOO, right, from the Echo?
Oh, you do. That's right. Yeah,
oh,
Echo gets AOO. Shit, that's true.
And
that's
Akio
right.
does not get his.
I forgot.
Because, Akio, now that's the top of a round, he's got a new reaction, right? Or is it on his turn? I always forget that.
Was that what that was? That was what that was, wasn't it? Damn, why did I do that? Yeah, there's a couple of AOOs. Damn. Go ahead and take your AOO.
Damn straight.
Both of you.
That's an 18.
18 will hit.
Now, does Akio's AOO have to be his bite, or can it be his katana?
8.
8, okay.
He's got his katana out, right? So
yes, katana's out. Akio can be his katana for sure. Yeah, he already had it out.
Ooh, 18 on the die, baby.
That's going to do it.
9 damage.
Okay, hell yeah. He finally, like, after that boop, he took that personally. This door slides away, he kind of slides out with his sword, and it carves deep into it. Sing! Little piece sort of clunks off, and like one of the knockers sort of slides off as well. The door, beaten but not broken, slides before you, Crispin. You hit me, do I move or not? Jules. Sentinel feet means you can stop me from moving. Or Dresden.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, of course you do.
So I cannot flank you. I was going to try to get flanking on Dresden. This thing goes, and the echo just... What does it look like when the echo stops the door from moving? What does Sentinel look like? It's so cool this already happened.
Yeah, that was really neat.
Okay. Rather than something that just happens, maybe it's like a little power-up. Like when you hit, you just... And you get this power-up.
Okay.
And... hands stretched out like jazz hands, push forward like a wall of just like a sonic boom.
Ooh!
Like you see the air kind of
warp around,
wave
yeah.
and warp around, and
like another boom. Echo almost.
Ooh!
Like audio just kind of whoom.
I love this too. Imagine if you will, like we talked about that your power emanates from these sort of beings that seem to be like intimately connected with the idea of storms. Mm. And perhaps, as you say, this rippling of air, perhaps just the slightest crack of thunder around as you reach out, the echo reaches out, and like
spicy
in that sort of warping of air,
hands.
The doors go halted, kind of shakes and shudders like it wants to break free, but it can't move. It can't move. Holy shit!
There's a high pressure system moving in.
All right. Good. Okay.
Nobody likes the weather jokes?
No.
Okay. Check that one off the list.
Oh, tough crowd. The door stays firm, buried between Dresden and his echo. Crispin, you've got two of them surrounding you now, both looking pretty rough, but both kind of shaking and shuddering with almost excitement as they raise up in the air. They're going to come down on you hard. Akio spins around to face the one he his adversary, blade still in his mouth, growling low. Three heroes standing together against this first threat. But if even the doors of the Shrine of Storms could come at you like this, and even the entrance can be deadly, who the hell knows what's waiting for you inside? But for now, we'll call it there.